Hello and welcome to the Rufus Project mini-episode, where we talk about whatever is grabbing our attention at the time. My name is Trevor Holland, and you'll soon be hearing from my good friend and co-host, Christian Fletcher, who's pretty much going to take the lion's share of features this time around. I've got some podcasty stuff to talk about, so we get to hear Christian spice things up a bit, celebrating 20 years of a very well-known band. We also have all the info about our next redeeming features cast, so please stick around for that as well. In the meantime, sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
This month, with an event at New Globe Theatre, I'm paying tribute to 20 years of girl power. Yes, that's 20 years since the release of the very first Spice Girls album and their debut single, Wannabe. The song which became a number one hit in many countries around the world and heralded the start of five girls from the UK who took the world by storm for about 3 years. I recently wrote an article for Scenester magazine where I looked at the five times that girl power kicked ass, and I thought, what better way than to revisit these top five moments with the podcast? Music entrepreneur Simon Fuller formed the group a few years earlier when he assembled the five girls from a want ad. It was there that he got Melanie Brown, Emma Bunton, Victoria Adams, Jerry Halliwell, and Melanie Chisholm. The group would originally be called Spice. On arrival into studios and original interviews, people would often refer, oh, well, there go the Spice Girls, hence their name was born. The release of their first album, Spice, and the song Wannabe in mid-1996 took the charts by storm. There was much reluctance by the record company to release Wannabe as the lead single. However, the girls knew its hit potential and really pushed for it to be their first. After its release, there was fears of them being just a novelty act, a one-hit wonder. The release of Say You'll Be There, the follow-up single in late 1996, meant that they were here to stay. There was much trepidation about the girls as they were about to embark on their very first concert in Istanbul in 1997. Did these five girls have what it takes? We saw them in the music videos. We've heard them on the recordings. Did they have what it takes to actually do it live? They ended up wowing the audiences. And hey, they even helmed their own movie, Spice World the Movie, which, although was loved by fans and noted by critics as one of the worst movies of all time, they still managed to survive with their career intact and go on to conquer the world with their shows at Wembley Stadium and throughout Europe. It was when five became four, Jerry Halliwell left the group in mid-1998. After quite a few rumours that the group was going to break, they continued to perform and did a great show at Wembley. They then embarked on a US tour. Would they have what it takes to perform as a four-piece? People were paying for five. They wowed the audience and proved that even without Jerry, they could still manage to hold their own. After the release of the Forever album in 2000, which had the hit song Holla, the four-piece went their separate ways. They reunited in 2007 for the return of the Spice Girls World Tour. Well, it was a world tour that was to be, but ended up only playing limited cities. They reunited in 2012 for the London Olympics, and Melanie Chisholm, for example, has said they should leave on a high note. There has been rumours that Emma Bunton, Jerry Halliwell, and Melanie Brown are keen to reform with a group called GEM, but people will fear that it would lack the spark of the Spice Girls. Whether this reunion will happen and whether they actually will tour is on the cards. But as I said, we're looking back at 20 years of girl power. It's great to see these songs are still played on the radio now and being loved by the next generation. I have a feeling the Spice Girls will be here for quite a long time.
Thank you so much for listening to The Rufus Project. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed putting it together, and we would love to hear from you. You can get in touch with us super duper easily. You can head to rufusproject.com and leave a comment below this very episode. You can find the Rufus Project very easily on Twitter and Facebook, or you can send us an email to podcast@rufusproject.com. Please also subscribe to us on iTunes, especially now that we've got the new feed live. More about that in just a second. But a good reason to subscribe is because next week we will be back with our Redeeming Features cast. If you listened last time, you know that Christian picked the movie Anaconda from 1997. Here's a little taste of what we're subjecting ourselves to.
All right, everybody, double check your gear, make sure it's all on board. Pray you didn't forget your bug spray.
They have come to the world's most isolated jungle to explore the unknown Amazon.
You ready?
I think so.
And conduct scientific research to prove the existence of a long-lost tribe.
Shishama worship giant snakes. Anacondas as gods perfect us.
What is this?
Anaconda skin.
Is snakes out there this big?
This skin is 3 or 4 years old. Whatever shed it has grown since then.
Snakes don't eat people.
Oh, they don't?
That's it, man. I'm getting the hell back to L.A.
It's always good to be prepared.
The last time we looked at a Jennifer Lopez movie, she didn't fare so well. So let's see if Anaconda can be redeemed. Do you think we can do it? You can find out next week. Now, the really big announcement is our new feed is now live on iTunes, which means if you subscribe to the Rufus Project through iTunes, you need to update the feed you're subscribed to. Search for the Rufus Project podcast very specifically, and you'll be able to subscribe to our new feed through iTunes. You can still subscribe through it through our website if you already have. Subscribing it through it through iTunes will make no difference either way. But if you subscribe through iTunes, you can rate and review us, and that would be really, really cool too. I am going to give you 3 warnings before we cease the old feed. This is your first warning. So you've got this episode, next week's Redeeming Features cast, and the mini episode after that. They are going to be the last 3 episodes on the old feed. So please subscribe to the new feed before we run out of those episodes, okay? Can I make this any clearer? You've got 3 more weeks to subscribe to the Rufus Project podcast, or head to rufusproject.com and follow the link to the RSS feed to subscribe through your favourite podcast player there. Now, the moral of this mini episode of the podcast is, when someone tells you to subscribe to a new feed, subscribe! Do it! Subscribe to the new feed! Do it now! You won't regret it! Okay, see you next time!